Today's reading is for the third Sunday of Lent, Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. I recently read a very sobering and enlightening story. A man was seeing a psychotherapist because he was unhappy with his life, and he wanted help to see things differently and to do things differently. One day, his therapist asked him, "If you knew you had only 6 months to live, what would you choose to do?" The man thought, and he shared all the things he would do differently, things he would change, things he wanted to do that he thought would make his life fuller and more worth living. When he finished his sharing, the therapist looked at him and asked, "What makes you think you have 6 months?" The question startled me, and I realized how unprepared I was to hear it, and actually how unprepared I was to answer it. Which one of us has not thought of something we want to do differently, or something we want to change? Or maybe it's something we want to try that's new and different for us, and we put it off. We tell ourselves, "I'll do it tomorrow." And of course, tomorrow never comes. Change of any kind requires an energy that so often we can't muster because we are overwhelmed by what is. We're caught in the web of today. And that's true even if the what is, the today, is not really what we long for. It does not really satisfy the longings of our heart. We know there is something more. We know there is something in our life that could bring us closer to God. And how many of us have ever said or thought, "Well, you know, I'll be happy when this happens in my life," or "I'll be satisfied," or "I'll be content when this happens in my life," or "I'll do this sometime in the future"? We procrastinate. We put it off. And the reasons are many. And it is to this, I think, that Jesus is speaking to us today in the gospel. I believe that Jesus makes two significant points in his teaching today. The first and most significant is that God is overwhelmingly generous and merciful. Everyone, every single human being on planet Earth is embraced by God's mercy, is taken in the fullness of God's mercy. God's mercy is not rationed. It is not earned. It is something, it is a grace that God gives freely and abundantly to whomever will receive it. The second significant point that Jesus teaches in the gospel today has something to do about our own responsibility for our own lives in relationship to this grace. No matter what the circumstances of one's life, however one might judge those circumstances, whether I think my life is good or bad, I struggle, I'm joyful, whatever the circumstances, and however those circumstances came to be, Jesus is telling us that now is the time to wake up. Now is the time when we have been given the freedom, the responsibility, and the power to choose to change. And the word that Jesus uses is to repent. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day. The choice to repent, the act of repentance, is all made possible by the abundant mercy and grace of God in this moment, at this time. Repentance is also a personal responsibility. I have to choose. I have to make an intention. Repentance will require my energy to do, to be, to think differently. The most well-known example and story of repentance is the parable of the prodigal son, a story which most of us have heard over and over numerous times, and hopefully each time we take away from it a deeper understanding and the deeper depth and power of this grace of God's mercy, acting in concert with our will, our choice to change. Repentance has three basic elements to it. It encompasses three different aspects of who we are. And the first one of those is it involves how we think, how we perceive something. We make judgments about the world based on what we see, how we understand them, thus how we think. And generally, the second element is how we feel about something. How we think influences how we feel, our emotional response. And the third element is our action, our behavior. How do I act? How do I respond as a result of what I am thinking and what my feelings and emotions are moving me toward? What is my outward behavior? And what Jesus is talking today is about a change in our thinking, so that in fact we ultimately act differently and behave differently. Repentance. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but today. Jesus takes away from us, if you will, our ability to make excuses. The examples he gives of situations, the Galileans who were killed by Pilate, an evil act perpetrated by innocent peoples. The situation, the tower at Siloam, an accident, innocent people, lives lost. Regardless of what brought you to the place you are at now, regardless of the acts of the outer world, what Jesus is saying is repentance is an inner act. It's an inner choice. It's a responsibility that is given to us because we have been given freedom. And ultimately, in the grace and the mercy of God, propelling that freedom, moving that freedom toward a strength where we take responsibility for our behavior and in fact choose to do something differently. So the invitation and the challenge for each of us today is to make a choice. What small step, what one situation will I relate to differently today? What one even minuscule little part of my life, will I do differently today? It can simply be an act of kindness where I might have been tempted to be indifferent or rude. The important thing is to do it now, to do it today. God's mercy is abundant today, in this moment. And we are given the freedom, we are welcomed to assume our responsibility to choose that which is right and that which is holy, both transforming ourselves and transforming the world, one act at a time, one turning to the divine at a time. So what one thing, what act of repenting will you do today to take Jesus at his word that now is the time? God's mercy is now, and it has been given. What will your act be today?